What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Imperial Broadcast. I'm your host, Shamari Stewart, joined by my co-host, Kendall Stewart. Kendall, what's up?
What's up, Shamari? Glad to be back for another episode of the Imperial Broadcast. Did you hear, Shamari, that Ian McDiarmid, you know, the Sir Ian McDiarmid, I believe he's a sir, said that his character, Emperor Palpatine, is not Supreme Leader Snoke. He said that, as far as he knows, his character is dead in the new movies. What do you have to say about that theory being debunked? You know, that was a popular one. Some people thought it was very obvious that he was Emperor Palpatine. I never really supported that one, but then again, I've been wrong on a lot of these Snoke theories. So, how do you feel about the Emperor Palpatine theory going down the drain?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. It has no effect on me whatsoever, because I always figured that was the case. When I heard that theory, I immediately dismissed it. No offense to anyone that has that theory or is still touting that theory or whatever. Like, but I just never thought that would be. I never thought that would be that interesting. You know, for it to just be Palpatine again, that would just seem really. I don't know. I just feel like you have an opportunity to introduce such a cool new villain.
It's not creative.
Yeah, it's not creative. How did he survive for so long? How he survived that long fall to like oblivion, or you know, why bring him back? You know, like when you have all these other opportunities for different things to do. You know, not only so then that would mean not only is this organization like the Empire, it is the Empire basically. Because it has the same leader, the same emperor, you know, the same TIE fighters, same stormtroopers, same everything, basically. Just no Darth Vader, just replaced with Kylo Ren. So yeah, I'm glad it's not Palpatine. I figured it wouldn't be Palpatine. So to me, that was obvious. But I don't know, Kenna, how did you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean. For me, it was like you said, it wasn't a huge shock because I never really supported that theory. But I did give it a slight chance. I thought, you know, oh, maybe Lucasfilm isn't going to be that creative with this with this trilogy. I mean, a lot, you know, there's a contingent of Star Wars fans that didn't feel The Force Awakens was very creative. So maybe they go down the pipeline and just grab Emperor Palpatine from the originals and just make him Supreme Leader Snoke. But I mean, I'm glad we're getting what seems to be an original character, somebody that we haven't seen yet, mm-hmm. or at least somebody we haven't seen in the movies yet. So that's a good sign. I don't think he's Anakin Skywalker. So I feel like that would, I mean, unless he's Boba Fett, like those are the only two people that, you know, have been theorized that, you know, could still be Snoke. And in terms of the people that we've seen in the movies. If we're talking about a non-movie character, then you have the Ezras, talking about, you know, Gallius Rax from the novels, you know, those type of characters. But in terms of movie characters, Emperor Palpatine seemed to be the most popular, but that's gone out the wayside now.
Yeah, you know. I'm still surprised people are convinced he's Boba Fett. That would just be bad storytelling.
Yeah, know? That's boring, man.
Yeah, that doesn't really make that much
really
sense.
You really have to sell me on that one.
Yeah, like that's a tough sell, man. Even for the most hardcore of Boba Fett fans. You know, like honestly. But all right, so let's jump into the topics we have lined up for you guys. So I think the first bit of you know, major news that has dropped is that apparently Vader will be making an appearance in the Han Solo movie. Now, we don't know how big of a presence he will have in the movie. We don't know if it's going to be like Rogue One or even if it's going to be like Revenge of the Sith, where he just shows up at the very end. We don't know. Right, but his presence will be felt in the Han Solo movie. And at first, I didn't know how I felt about this. I was a little confused. I was like, oh, Vader is going to... But the more I think about it, the more I kind of warm up to the idea. I mean, generally speaking, the more Vader we get, the better. As long as it makes sense. And there are scenarios in which you can make a Han Solo story where Vader is involved, and it makes sense because Han Solo deals with, or in his career has dealt with the kind of the scum of the galaxy, and the Empire also deals with the scum of the galaxy. whether it's dealing with them or just getting rid of them. So I could definitely see the Empire and Han Solo crossing paths. We know Han Solo, or at least in previous canon. I'm guessing this is still canon. I'm honestly not certain, but he grew up and he was raised in the Stormtrooper. Well, he wasn't raised in a Stormtrooper, but he attended the Stormtrooper Academy, or the Imperial Academy, and kind of just dropped out. So, I mean, is he gonna meet Vader there? Like, we don't know exactly what's gonna happen, but I could see this being very interesting. Kendall, how do you feel about this news?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is coming from you know, the hashtag show, and they said that they saw Darth Vader's costume, his suit, his armor on the set of the reshoots for Han Solo. So this sounds like, assuming that their sourcing is correct, this sounds like something that Disney, when they said that they wanted to, you know, make the movie not so comedic and add, you know, more of a Star Wars tone to the movie, it feels like they reached in their back pocket and brought out Darth Vader. They're like, this is the guy that'll, you know, turn this more into a Star Wars movie. My question would be, how significant is he going to be in this movie? Because, I mean, if it's a scene, I mean, I can't get upset about Darth Vader showing up for one scene, two scenes, in the movie. You know, that'd be like, you know, someone watching X-Men First Class and getting upset because Hugh Jackman's Wolverine was in it, saying, "Oh, that ruined the movie. It was shoehorned in. Like, who cares? It was a cameo." But I mean, if we're saying that they use the reshoots to make Darth Vader a major part of this movie, which I don't think that's the case, but if that were the case, they're like, all right, he's going to be like a major third act villain, or he's going to have a major role in the second act of the movie, one which he didn't have before the reshoots, then I would be like, all right, that seems unnecessary. That seems premature. And it feels like now you're just shoehorning Darth Vader in wherever you can find a way to put him in because of the success of Rogue One. It's like, oh, well, with Darth Vader around during this time, well, he can be in the movie. I mean, you know, like, that's where we start to get into that we're shrinking the universe, you know, point. You know, where it's like, all right, every main character that was alive during this time period has to be in this movie. And, I mean, I would slow down on having too many Darth Vader movies or having too many Darth Vader appearances in these movies. I feel like him showing up in Obi-Wan Kenobi, like we talked about, I believe, last show, makes a lot of sense, given that Obi-Wan is his rival, given that, you know, he's hunting down the last Jedi that are around. You know, I feel like it wouldn't feel as shoehorned in. But if you put him in Han Solo, I mean, you made a very good point about, you know, Han Solo's history with the Empire, and his history of being in the Academy, and maybe that's where this lines up. But besides that, there isn't much connection between the two characters prior to Episode 4. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm shaking on this.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if it's a minor role, I can only get but two, you know, worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect him to play a major role in the sense that he's going to, like, interact with Han Solo or Lando or any of them that much, if at all. Right. You know, I really don't. I think the most amount that he's going to show up in the film is probably going to be the same amount that he showed up in Rogue One. A few scenes here and there, maybe he's doing things behind the scenes to orchestrate things, but he's not going to be, like, you know, like the main guy. You know, I don't think that that is what's going to happen. I think his role is going to be very limited, in the sense that I just don't think you're going to see Vader that much in the movie, because it's a Han Solo movie, you know.
And Ron Howard is teasing that in. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but did you see that Ron Howard is actually teasing that we're going to get the Kessel Run in this Han Solo movie? On Twitter.
All right, that sure.
I know. I feel like if you're gonna make a Han Solo movie, I mean, why not? I mean, hopefully it's not like a big thing.
Hopefully it's not, like, he does it.
Like the whole, that's like the plot of the movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like,
you know, Han Solo's gotta do the Kessel Run. You know, like.
Yeah, hopefully it's not like that Speed Racer movie. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a scene out of that. You know, like, we can, like, it's fine, you know, that's fine. You make the sweaties go crazy, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing Han Solo, like, I don't know, be, like, a gunslinger type of guy, you know? And to seeing him form his team and be, possibly meet Chewie, gain a relationship with Chewie, you know, et cetera, so on and so forth. You know, all the stuff you'd expect Han Solo to do. You know, get the
money. It sounds like you're warming up to this movie, Shamar.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I would much rather have seen an Old Republic movie, anything relating to the sequel trilogy. I would much rather have seen that than this Han Solo movie. But, you know, if we're getting a Han Solo movie, this is what I want to see in it. You know, so, you know, it's not just the Kessel Run. You know, that's why I was afraid of getting a Han Solo movie, was that we just get a bunch of things like that, you know, a bunch of fan servicey things that no one really cares about, or that's just
a Han Solo highlight reel.
Yeah, you know, just to play to the people that grew up with it or whatever. Which, I mean, I know that's the main audience technically, because it's Han Solo, and people that grew up with Han Solo are gonna want to see Han Solo, but. You know, you gotta make it fresh. You know, you gotta try to do something different. So I'm hoping we get to see some of that
in this movie. This first trailer for Han Solo is gonna be important, because nobody knows what this movie is even about. We just know it's a Han Solo origin story. But I mean, that's gonna sell us on what the conflict is, how Alden Ehrenreich is as Han Solo.
Yeah, honestly, like, if Alden Ehrenreich is a good Han Solo, and I can see that in the trailer, a lot of my worries are going to be eased quite a bit. If he's playing Han Solo well, he fits the role, he's acting like Han Solo, he looks like Han Solo, you know, his mannerisms, all that stuff is just down, then I'll be like, oh, okay, I mean, we'll see. I would be like, all right, they're Han Solo. We have a Han Solo. The main character of the movie, you know, has the character down packed. You're already halfway there, basically, you know. So that a lot is going to be riding on that, and you know, whatever story they're trying to put together. But yeah, so I because of Vader, I don't think he's going to have a major presence in this movie. But I don't mind him having a presence in the movie, you know, whatsoever. So I don't know, man. I mean, that's how I feel about this. Like I said, generally, the more Vader we get, the better. But I also agree with you, Kenno, in that it has to make sense. You know, because if you're just shoving him into a story where he just doesn't belong, just straight up just doesn't belong, that's not going to be very fun. And you're going to kind of ruin the experience. And you're going to ruin Vader. And, you know, Disney
doesn't want a mascot.
Yeah, you know, Disney doesn't want to do that, you know.
I don't want Vader to be like Chewie or C-3PO. It's Vader!
Vader! Yeah, you know, nah. You want him to show up sparingly, where it makes sense, and you want his presence to be massive, you know. Not just, oh, of course Vader's going to be in, you know, the Chewbacca movie or whatever, you know, else to come up. But all right, so the next... piece of news that's dropped is in relation to a Star Wars trailer. And Kendall, you can tell us more about that, because I know you were the one that found out about that
one. Yes. Yes, I can, Jamari. So, you know, speaking of trailers, you know, I just mentioned that the Han Solo trailer's got to be very good to sell us on that movie. Mm. Mark Hamill is giving us a hint on when we may be seeing the next trailer to Star Wars Episode 8. Now, a gentleman on Twitter tweeted at Star Wars and at Mark Hamill and a couple other cast members, including Rian Johnson, and tweeted at him, "Today is a great day to release the new trailer for Star Wars, hashtag The Last Jedi." And Mark Hamill actually replied to this gentleman saying, quote, "Watch Monday Night Football on Monday, October 9th for no reason in particular." So, Jamari, it sounds as if Mark Hamill is giving us the indication that in a couple of weeks, basically three weeks, we're going to get our first long look at Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Yep. I mean, if that's the case, I'm beyond hyped. I wouldn't say sad that I'm going to be out at Comic-Con. that's the weekend of New York Comic-Con, is it not? Or is
Yes, but it's Monday, though.
Oh, that's the Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Yes, you're right. That is the Monday. Okay, good. Then I'm not upset anymore. Though I still might be at work, but, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good idea. You know, I think it makes sense. This is the right time. We've all been waiting for this. This trailer, I think there's... I want to say there's a lot riding on this trailer, but people are going to go to the movie regardless. But I think this is the trailer where you wow people, you know. This is the trailer where you go from, you know, getting a lot of people to getting people really crazy excited about this movie, you know. So they got to give us more characters. They got to give us more story, some kind of story, because we really got no story in the last trailer. We know, okay, you've got Luke's training Rey, which we knew, and a bunch of other flashes of things. And then Luke saying the Jedi have to end. So I want a lot more meat in this trailer. And I think having it on Monday Night Football, again, ESPN is going to, or, you know, whoever, you know, wherever it airs, ESPN is going to, the ratings are going to be through the roof. It's going to be ridiculous. So, yeah, I'm pumped. What about you, Kendall?
Yeah, you know, October 9th is going to be a good day because, you know, I had to go and check to see who's playing Monday Night Football on October 9th. See, like, I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be a terrible game. And it is a terrible game because the Vikings and the Bears, but I'm a Vikings fan, so I'll be watching that game regardless. But yeah, this is certainly good news because I was worried that we were going to get this trailer later. You know, maybe like November, late October. And to finally get a date and to know that date is really not that far away. I mean, we're talking basically 2 weeks. It's definitely, you know, you feel like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel for this movie. And, I mean, like you mentioned, this is a very important trailer for Episode 8 because... This is going to be one that's going to give us a lot of the detail. I expect to see Supreme Leader Snoke.
I need to see Snoke, man. I need to see Snoke.
They showed him too much now in the promotion.
Yeah, like, come on.
You know,
man.
In terms of Lego figures and, you know, concept art. Like, we know what he looks like. You might as well show him.
They might as well show him.
There's nothing to hide at this point. And we know what he sounds like, so...
Yeah.
You know, I expect to see Supreme Leader Snoke. I expect to see more Kylo Ren. I think we'll get possibly some interaction between Luke Skywalker and maybe some of the other characters outside of Rey. You know, I think that's a fingers-crossed kind of thing. It may just be we don't know, because I assume Mark Hamill and his Luke Skywalker character is going to be interacting with a lot of the members of... the resistance. So you know, I expect he'll have scenes with Poe Dameron or Finn or probably Leia. I'd be shocked if he didn't have a scene with Leia. So those kind of things, they may want to save that for the movie, but I also wouldn't be surprised if they put some of that in the trailer, depending on how much he does interact with those characters in the movie. But if it's not much, then I expect that they'll continue to focus on him and Rey and their scenes together. But I think we'll get a better idea of what the story is about, you know, what the conflict is. And I also think we'll get a lot of those characters that we've seen in some of these Entertainment Weekly articles and some of these, you know, conferences that they've had where they're talking, you know, when they're talking about Benicio Del Toro's character, DJ,
right, yes,
or,
yes.
You know, Laura Dern or, you know, Kelly Marie Tran's character. I think we'll get some shots of those characters, even if they're not featured. I think those characters will show up and we'll be like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. That's Benicio Del Toro. That's Laura Dern. Like, I think that's something that I expect to see. And, I mean, I'm excited. You know, I think any Star Wars fan would be excited for that Monday, October 9th date. Hopefully it's played during the first half so that, you know, they don't make us wait till like the fourth quarter to watch it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad though that they're being very. I'm glad. I mean, he deleted the tweet, so I don't think he was supposed to say this.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they're being transparent about when this is coming out, as opposed to just, you know, the day before saying, oh, by the way, new Star Wars trailer tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, you know, tune in to Good Morning America.
Yeah, for a big announcement.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know when it's got, you know, watch the Olympics tomorrow.
Yeah.
To see the Rogue One trailer. Watch the Olympics.
It's
an all-day event.
It's all day. And they showed it at like 11. That was ridiculous. That was absurd. The whole day I'm like pacing back and forth. That was a really bad experience.
So, you know, I'm glad Mark Hamill did the Star Wars universe a solid. You know, let us, you know what we're getting ourselves into, know when this trailer is coming out.
Yeah, you know, people aren't calling out of work, you know, for no reason. You know, we know it's a trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we know it's a trailer. It's during Monday Night Football, so you're playing your day around that. So it's all good. You know, I think this is a good decision. This makes a lot of sense in terms of when you're dropping it. At this point, it's just a matter of content. I mean, I really want to see Snoke, man. I'm going to be upset if I don't get any Snoke.
Yeah, we need a shot of Snoke.
At least a shot.
From Snoke.
Yeah, a shot. Something. He says something, maybe. You know, but at least a shot of Snoke.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's the last. Well, I think the last shot will probably be Mark Hamill. I think the last shot's going to be Mark Hamill. Luke Skywalker with a lightsaber, like in some sort of action.
That'd be crazy.
Whether he knights a lightsaber, you know, fighting somebody, I think we're gonna get an action shot of Luke Skywalker.
So the last,
it's gotta be something that the people, anybody watching that trailer, could be like, "Oh snap, this is crazy."
Yeah,
I feel like Supreme Leader Snoke. He'll probably be something that we see like later on in the trailer, but like when they're showing a whole bunch of stuff and stuff just flashing by, we see Supreme Leader Snoke. But I think the ending shot will probably be Luke Skywalker doing something with his lightsaber, which is gonna make people lose their minds.
Yeah, everyone's gonna, at that point it'd be like, okay, everyone's going to see this movie. Any other movie that's coming out around the same time, just don't
exactly.
Expect anyone to show up, because everyone's going to see The Last Jedi. These are exciting times, man. These are exciting times. I mean, we're getting a second trailer for The Last Jedi. Force Friday was a few weeks ago, I believe, and you have all these, you know, it's a big deal in all toy stores, department stores. You see big posters of Kylo Ren and Poe and Finn, and not Finn, and Poe and Rey, and them in their Last Jedi gear, you know. So it's a lot of exciting stuff going on. You know, people are excited for Star Wars. People are starting to, Last Jedi, and they release it at good. They do the timing perfectly because people are just starting to forget about Star Wars.
Yeah,
people are just starting to forget about The Last Jedi because the trailer came out and it was a lot of hype, and then the hype starts dying down, and this is like the low point. It's not going to release
nothing
again
for Han Solo.
Yes, yeah.
I feel exactly. Like this wasn't planned. I feel like they thought that Han Solo would take up this time.
Yeah,
and now it's not. So
yeah, I mean, all this,
there's been nothing Star Wars.
Yeah, it'd be all the negativity surrounding Han Solo. It's hard to imagine that that anything good is going to come out of Han Solo until they release like a trailer or some concept art or a poster or something, you know. But yeah, this is very exciting news. We're all looking forward to seeing the trailer. I'm sure if you're listening and you're a Star Wars fan, you're also looking forward to seeing the trailer. We will talk more about that if any other news is released regarding it, what is in the trailer. Or though if that gets leaked, I'm probably not going to talk about that because that's kind of a spoiler. But, you know, we'll talk about any news regarding the trailers and stuff in the coming weeks. But in other news relating to Star Wars Rebels, the schedule for Star Wars Rebels was released. And the season premieres on, I believe, October 13th. Early October, or kind of like mid-October, I guess the second week in October. But that's when it starts to air. The first episode is a two-parter called Heroes of Mandalore. So we're going right back to Mandalore, jumping right back into I'm assuming it's Sabine's storyline. It's not October 13th. It's October 16th. But it's still a two-parter called Heroes of Mandalore. I'm glad, I suppose, that we're going back to Mandalore, because that right now for me is the most interesting storyline that's going on in Rebels, because honestly all the other storylines are kind of in a dead period. You know, you got Ezra was gonna go dark for a while, but now he's not going dark at all, it seems, which is good, I guess. A lot of people were speculating he was going to be evil by the end of the series. I don't see that happening now, because Maul is gone. I don't really see any figures of the dark side besides Vader, who I guess may or may not show up again. But he's not taking on Ezra as an apprentice. And especially not, you know, leading into Rogue One. I think they're just going to focus on the Rebellion. It seems, based on the trailers that they've released, that's what they're going to do. So yeah, all the other character storylines are kind of in a dead period. Ezra's not doing much. Kanan's not doing much. Hera's not doing much. I mean, she's starting to gain a higher rank in the Rebellion. But, I mean, you know, they don't show her that much regardless. Zeb's not doing much. Kallus is with the Rebels now, which is nice. But, I mean, outside of that, I mean, he's not doing much either. So right now, Sabine's the only one that has a storyline that's very much still developing with this old Mandalore plot. So, I mean, we'll see how this goes. Kendall, what do you think about all this?
Well, the thing that's most intriguing for me, Shamari, is that the first four episodes, or the first 2 weeks, are both going to be 1 hour, two-part episodes.
Yeah.
Which is a good sign. You know, there's only 16 episodes this season, and so, I mean, that makes you think that this is going to go by pretty fast, or they're going to have a lot of breaks, because they've confirmed that the second half of the season, or maybe not the second half, but at some point, the season will end into 2018. Yeah. So, you know, there was some confusion about whether or not this would end before The Last Jedi. Maybe there's a tie into The Last Jedi, and it would end, and then we'd go into The Last Jedi wondering, you know, maybe Benicio del Toro is playing Ezra, and that he's revealed or something along those lines.
Yeah.
That's been debunked. And so, I'm guessing this is going to be stretched out. If there's 16 episodes in the first six, all are in October. But still, the fact that we have the first two episodes being both two-parters shows me that we're coming out of the gates really fast with this season. We're going to get a lot of action, a lot of story. I'm not the biggest fan of the Mandalore storyline, but they have to go back to it. I mean, they really didn't do much with it last year. Not as much as I thought they would. You know, she kind of went back to Mandalore, and that I felt like that was kind of it. You know, I thought we'd get more, thought we'd have a bigger tie-in, but I clearly weren't done with that story. And, you know, that was obvious from the fact that they didn't do much with it, and I think we're going to get more with that coming up, and, you know, I'm excited. You know, I want to see how they finish that story off. If they finish it off early on, I don't think they will, but they may finish it off early on, they may hold it, table it till the end of the season, but it does make sense for them to go back to Mandalore, but I'm most intrigued to see the stuff with the Rebellion, and how I agree that I think that the season is going to focus very much on how the Ghost Crew ties in with the rest of the Rebellion as we lead into Rogue One, but I want to see how they tie those characters in, you know, how Hera interacts with, and the rest of the Ghost Crew interacts with, you know, Mon Mothma, the people that run the Rebellion, you know, the people on Yavin 4 that we see in Rogue One. You know, I want to see all that stuff. I think we're going to get plenty of that stuff early on in the season. I think the second episode is called In the Name of Rebellion. It's a two-parter. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that we'll have a lot of Rebel tie-in. The show's called Star Wars Rebels. So, I feel like that was always their goal, was to make this show about a group of Rebels that, at the end of the day, tied very much closely with the core of the Rebel Alliance. So, I think that's where they're going. I think they're coming full circle with the story. And I also agree that I don't think Ezra is turning dark. You know, I think that story has kind of been, unfortunately, I think it's been closed. I think they didn't do much with it. It was kind of more of a tease just to get people excited. But at the end of the day, they were never going to turn their Disney kid character into an evil character.
And I always, and you know me, I've been saying that on the show for a while.
Yeah, you were always the one saying that.
I always thought that was too much. You know, that's too much for them to do on Disney XD, where kids are watching. Kids want to see Ezra beat the bad guy, you know? So kids are watching this. They don't want to see Ezra just turn evil and start attacking his friends, which is what he would be doing, you know? Or if he was doing that, he wouldn't be doing it for any extended period of time, like a whole season, you know? It would maybe be like a two-part episode, possibly, and then he'd be good again, you know? But, you know, there was nothing, he definitely wasn't going to just turn into an Inquisitor, and then just that would be his fate, or he just turned into Maul's apprentice. But yeah, Ken, I actually think with the second episode that airs, In the Name of the Rebellion, I'm hoping to see Saw again, because... Right. Saul was great last season. I thought his two-part episode was brilliant. I thought Forrest Whitaker did an amazing job, voicing Saw. And I thought they did a great job writing Saw. I mean, he was just crazy. Every scene with him was like super intense because he was just so intense as a soldier, you know. And I'm really impressed with what they were able to do with that character in general, because he wasn't, at least to me, he wasn't that big of a good character in the Clone Wars, but he didn't have this kind of impact, like, at all. So they really just stepped his character up a lot in terms of impact. But yeah, man, I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing Saul Guerrera again. I'm hoping he shows up again in those episodes, because I think seeing him again would just make the show better. Honestly, you know, whenever he's on screen, whenever he's interacting with the Ghost Crew, it's always a very intense situation because he's unhinged and out of control, and they know that, you know, and it's obvious based on his actions. And I'm hoping to see him interact with Mon Mothma as well, because having read, what book was it? Was there a book Catalyst. The Rebel Alliance, or Mon Mothma and Saw's Rebels, do not get along at all. They are like enemies, basically. They're not like at war actively, but they don't have this adhere to the same beliefs. You know, obviously Saw's Rebels believe in violence. They believe in, you know, freeing themselves from the empire using any means necessary, literally any means necessary. And the Rebel Alliance doesn't believe that. So I'm hoping we see some clash between them, you know, during the season at some point, even if it isn't in that specific episode. But I think there's some potential there as well. Is there anything else in particular you're looking forward to, Kendall?
I mean, I just want to see what other characters they bring back. You know, they haven't teased any heavy hitters in terms of major characters in the universe appearing, in terms of any major moments. You know, they haven't teased Ahsoka Tano at all.
Yep.
I mean, they've teased her plenty in panels and things of that nature, but they haven't in any trailers.
Yep.
So they haven't really teased much in these trailers. So I mean I don't know. Hopefully they're just holding their cards back. Mm-hmm. You know, they're holding back what they have, but at the same time, you know, I also worry that they just don't have many cards to play and that this is just the end of the series. I don't think that's the case. I think they'll end the series with a bang, but I do hope that they have something up their sleeve that they don't want to reveal just yet.
Yeah,
I have faith in Dave Filoni that he knows how to get the people excited, and that these people will be satisfied with this the way they end this series.
Yeah, I mean he didn't really get a chance to properly end the Clone Wars, but I think now that he knows this series is ending, and that they all planned for the series to end like this. This should be a more proper ending to the series. And Filoni's a good writer; he's a good producer. So, I definitely think him as well as the rest of the team working on Star Wars Rebels, they're gonna come up with something good for us, especially to close out the whole series. I'm also hoping we get a lot more Thrawn. And any Vader, any amount of Vader would be great. but I'm definitely hoping we get more Thrawn, because he was a good part of last season. He didn't show up nearly enough, I think. But he was a very good part of last season. I thought Lars Mikkelsen did a good job portraying Thrawn. I thought he was very intimidating, menacing. So I'm hoping we see a lot more of him. I'm hoping to see more of any of the high-ranking Imperials. Thrawn, Vader, Tarkin, the Emperor, any of them. You know, we heard the Emperor's voice in the trailer. I'm hoping he makes an appearance of some kind. So, I mean, hopefully all that stuff happens, comes to fruition. I mean, Rebels, just in terms of its general reception, Rebels hasn't been as well-received as the Clone Wars overall. And I think it's well-deserved, honestly. Not that it's a bad show. I don't think Rebels is bad. I think it can get boring at times. And I don't think they utilize all their storylines as good as they could utilize them. I definitely don't think they did it as well as in the Clone Wars, where, you know... But I think it was easier than Clone Wars because all the storylines revolved around Jedi, like basically. Either Jedi or something else cool that's cool, like bounty hunters or something like that, which is something that everyone likes. You know, in Rebels, it's a kid who's trying to be a Jedi, but he's not really a Jedi yet. Or now he is a Jedi, but he's still a Padawan or whatever. And they're doing Rebel shipments and trying to attack Imperial outposts, and that's not the most interesting thing inherently. You know, Jedi going to war with Sith and Separatists, that can be very fun. There's so much you can do with that. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully Rebels ends on a high note. I think it will. But we'll see. You know, I mean, they have this last season. I'm guessing it's done. It should be done at this point. It's going to air. So yeah, we'll see how it ends. Hopefully it ends on a positive note with a bang. If it does, then maybe my overall feelings about Rebels will have changed at least a little bit. But all right, I think that'll do it. So, I mean, I haven't yet talked about any of the novels that have come out recently. Phasma, Leia, and the new Battlefront novel that came out. I'll be sure to talk about those at some point. I haven't finished them. I will definitely give a review of those if and when I finish them. Well, I should finish all of them, but whenever I finish them, I will be sure to give a review of those. And a review of some of the comics that have been recently coming out, because some cool new comics have been coming out. Mace Windu, Captain Phasma, along with the usual comics, Star Wars, Dr. Aphra, all the other comics that are coming out. So I'll be sure to talk about those as well in future episodes. But I guess that's it. So I'm Shamari, joined by Kendall, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace.